Croeso, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
Actually, I won't ruin the format, right? But basically, I got one that's a kind of long one. The rest are a little bit shorter. So... as I said, this wasn't so much one of me trying to out you as some sort of horrible arsehole.
Sounds like that's where you're going.
But, you know, if you get the impression that Franco was being a little bit of a nasty boy at the end of this one, hey, I'm not.
Oh, I hate this already.
Who am I to judge? No, you'll know where I'm going with this now as soon as I tell you. So, the first story isn't... you specific as such, like I said, but it's from when us and a couple of other mates went on a trip together. This one is from when we were in year 8, I think. So that was about, 14 maybe? 14?
So 20 years ago?
Yeah, a while back now.
Yeah, like 18 years ago?
So...
I don't know what this is and I hate it already.
No, me, you, Dan and Sean, our friends, we spent a week in Glanflyn
one summer, this is on brand for a Welsh History podcast.
This is very on brand. So for those who don't know what Glanflyn is, it's like a kind of activity centre in North Wales. There's a similar thing in Llangrannog in West Wales as well. And I'd wager almost every single school in Wales has probably had a trip to one or the other at one point.
Yeah.
So... when we went with school with Glanflyn, so we went with school first time, this was a couple of DOS days, just doing activities, hiking, sailing, rowing, building a raft, was it tying knots and shit?
Yeah.
You get the idea. The main thing we took away from the school trip though, well, that I took away certainly, was that I didn't always end up doing these activities with my mates. I sometimes had to do them with people I normally wouldn't interact with in the sort of school sphere, right? Because of course the school being fucking social Nazis couldn't let you just fucking have a laugh with your mates, could they?
No.
Yeah, they have to mix you up and go broaden your horizons and all this sort of stuff. So they shove you into groups with people from a mix of different genders, different social hierarchies, right? That was a big problem for me when I was a fucking loser back in school.
No, you always had mates. You were always all right. But
I had mates, but you stick me with a fucking girl that was two social circles higher than me, I'd fucking lose my shit. Anyway, it just completely upended the school's social ecosystem. Yeah. And like I said, as a nerd with very little confidence back then, this could often make or break my enjoyment of whatever task we were doing, right? So
funny.
Actually, funny enough, not much has changed since now. Because if work makes me do things with people I don't know, I also hate it. The difference is now is I'm confident enough that I can just be like, I fucking hate you. This is shit.
We no longer care.
And everyone... comes back on the fucking or the report cards afterwards, the surveys. Oh, Jack was a bit of a miserable prick, basically, the entire time. So, anyway, I was overjoyed when Franco, he asked me to come to Glanflyn, but this time it was just my four...
It was outside of school, wasn't it?
Whatever. It was outside of school, it was in summer holidays. Right, it's just us four. Oh my God, that's brilliant.
I don't know how that happened. Cause
I could have sworn it was your mum who sorted
so out. My mum taught Welsh to... My mum learnt Welsh in secondary school, so she wasn't a Welsh speaker, but she learnt Welsh in secondary school. And then when she got older, she taught Welsh to adults who were learning, so she'd teach it was part of a thing called WEA, which is the Workers' Education Association, and it teaches Welsh for free to adults. And she used to take people to Harlech and Glanflyn, and I think she knew someone in Glanflyn... was one of her friends is Franks and they can come here, but it's with other kids. It was weird, wasn't it? It was like the school one.
Because you always used to go with school trips, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as you went to my next point, so...
And it was really fun, wasn't it? It was a laugh. It's like...
It was a good laugh.
It's like the first time you were allowed away from your family, but with, like, teachers there, which sucks a bit.
Yeah, you had the teachers around. It was kind of lame. Yeah. But this was like, oh my God, no teachers. No, well, our teachers, certainly. None of ours. And none of the fucking chip munchers I didn't want to talk to. So this was great. And just as a side note, by the way, we didn't drink back then. This was like when we were 13, 14 or something. And honestly, imagine getting excited for a weekend away now that sober. Didn't have tins.
Yeah, no,
I know. If you invited me for a weekend away in Glanfinn now and you said, oh, there's no drinking though, I said, I just wouldn't go. I know that says a lot about me, I guess, but like I just wouldn't.
That was the holiday you're mentioning now was the first girlfriend I ever had, and I remember because it was us from our circle friendship, but there was other groups of people there who we didn't know, but they were all like there was no teacher. So you'll probably get into this in a second, but just to say, it was when the MSN days were really big, and I remember going home and like we were like holding hands going home, and I was like, well, how? And she was from Swansea and we were from Cardiff. I was like, well, how will I stay in contact? And she was like, oh, you'll have to add me on MSN. And I remember adding her on MSN, and she didn't like accept straight away. And I remember I got home at say like 3. I added her. I still remember her email address. And I remember waiting. So it was like 3 PM, nothing. 4 PM, nothing. 5 PM, nothing. 6 PM, nothing. 7 PM. My mum was like, "Come down for food." Ignored it. And I've never done meal in my lunch. I can't. And then 8 PM, 9 PM, 7 PM, nothing. And I remember waking up every hour, like clicking to check.
Jesus,
and then I woke up in the morning, she was like, oh, hi, I've been at my nan's. I was like, where have you been?
Oh, likely story. The nan's, is it? And off all of that shit.
Yeah, I remember I only went down to meet her once after that, and we went to go watch Deep Ocean, or that film where it's in the...
Oh, Deep Blue Sea?
No, that shit one where like, the guy goes like swimming and the boat moves away and he's like in the ocean. Oh, zone.
I know, yeah, deep water or
deep
something.
Deep water,
They have to just float around in the water.
But it's a 15 and we were like 13 or 14. So.
Oh, that had like full on tits in it as well.
Loving it. Sorry,
not
when
to see with a girl, a prospective girl.
Anyway, back over to you.
Anyway, sorry, can you hand me the mic back? Anyway, so me, Franco, our mates Sean and Dan set off on a big old coach one morning, and we were very excited at this point. I remember being ecstatic
giddy.
About this.
Yeah.
Yeah, very positively giddy. And I don't know why I thought it would be just us in this massive fucking bus, like on the way there. But the bus obviously picked up like another school load of kids. And these guys were actually from, I think, the same school, weren't they?
And there wasn't a teacher with them. It was all outside of school.
There wasn't a teacher
time.
With them. But I think maybe it'd been like, organized through school, definitely, because they're all from the same school. Oh. And I thought, oh, bloody brilliant. I'm going to be paired up with some strangers again. Bloody brilliant. You're paired up with strangers again. But thankfully, the guys running the place at the time, what they were called was swogs.
Yeah.
So remember that term, swogs.
In English, it's short for soy dog, which in English is like. Prefect.
Official.
I think it's like prefect.
Prefect, official, whatever, yeah. So swogs, they were not so bad, right? So they basically let us...
Well, actually, I found out they were only a couple of years older than us. But when you're younger, you think they're like 30-year-old grown-ups, but they were only like 18-year-olds.
Yeah, they were like early 20s max.
Well, I knew one of them. I went to uni with one a few years later, and he was literally 18 when we were like 13, 14. He was doing like a PhD there. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
But anyway, so like these swogs or whatever, they let us hang out together. Like it was fine. We did have to interact with other people now and again, and it was a bit too much at times. Well, anyway, but apart from that, so there are a few highlights of the trip, right? And I'll get into some now, and then we'll probably natter about them in between. But one was right. One of the swogs was a guy called Kebab. And I don't remember his real name. I don't know if you remember it. I don't know if he ever gave it to us, to be quite honest. But the reason they called him Kebab was he was covering a PE lesson one time or something. I think he must have been a bit older.
He was definitely older,
He
was more than a swog.
He was like 30, maybe.
I think he was like one of the actual leaders there. He was like someone like...
Chief swog.
Yeah. He was cheap.
And basically, he said that he was covering a PE lesson or something one day, and he went to go retrieve the javelins that the kids had thrown. Now, if you're like us, you're probably expecting to think someone chucked another javelin like out of time and fucking skewered him or whatever. Yeah. No, he apparently just fucking tripped, fell onto like the back of the javelin, and it went straight fucking through
his shoulder,
like through his torso.
Oh, it's his shoulder.
Like a fucking donut.
Wasn't it his shoulder?
Yeah, I remember. Thought, I thought it went through. I don't know. Maybe I'm highlighting it in my head. Maybe no, I thought it went like, through like a proper shish kebab.
He showed me when he was swimming where this thing was, which sounds like he's trying to nonce me, but he just it wasn't.
I was going to say just one on one swimming lesson. I can swim kebab. It's fine. No. Not like no. I can.
No, yeah. He showed me. It was in his shoulder for sure. But it was like he went to pick it up with his like hand and arm. Like his two hands were on it. And then he slipped and fell all the way through, and it went through his shoulder.
Went straight his shoulder. Old kebab. Yeah. But anyway, that was the one thing that we thought was quite funny there.
Yeah.
And then the next highlight was this other swag, and I think about this so often.
I love this one.
There's this guy who looked like a little bit like our mate Sean, who was with us actually.
Dweeby.
And just for context, this guy and Sean, to an extent, look a lot like Ralph Little from Two Pints of Lager. Yeah, if you've ever seen that. Yeah. If you haven't, just Google you'll know what we're on about. And they do kind
like
of
a bit like Glyn from Big Brother.
Yeah, like a bit sort of lanky. Yeah. And sorry, Sean.
Sean doesn't listen. We covered this earlier. Sean gave up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, fuck him. Yeah. You take your lumps.
Think of a big nerd. Think of a fucking loser.
Yeah, but this was, Sean, this isn't a reflection on you, this is a reflection on this swag, right? I don't remember his name, but up until this point in my life, he was probably one of the saddest creatures like I'd ever seen. He was definitely younger than the other swags there.
Yeah, that's the one who I know who's a bit younger. He was like 18, literally 18. Because him and the ginger guy.
Did he tell you about his bullying, surely? Because he was bullied like the entire time.
Remember the ginger guy who was with him? There was two people who were about the same age. They were two young swags. It was him and the ginger guy next to him called Owain or something like that. And I knew the ginger guy who went to uni.
Ah, right.
So, but he was literally 18, so he was like 5 years older than us. And he was so scrawny and such a loser.
Did the guy like end up fucking killing himself or something? Because I just thought, Jesus Christ. Because he was literally, we saw him just so many instances of him just being bullied, lowest of the pecking order.
The biggest one was there was these two kids who were like a bit rough and a bit like harder than us four who were there, and they were like from
same
the
age,
valley,
same age, just but to they clarify,
were like,
yeah.
And I think if we were in school with them, we'd be like, oh shit, don't fuck with them, because we were in this like weird like outside of school thing. We got on quite well, and they were like quite rough and hard. He used to bully this swag. And one time, when the swag walked past him, they like smacked his cap off his head. And when he tried to pick it up, the other one grabbed it, and they ran into their room and the swag ran chasing after them. He's banging on the door, going, "Let me in, let me in."
I was literally just about to say, we came out of the door, and he was banging on the door like that. And then he sort of, when we noticed us looking at him, he sort of looked at us like, it's like weird half-hearted smile, like, it's okay. I don't want to kill myself.
His demeanor changed. He was like, "Oh, it's a joke. I'm in on the joke."
And then he sort of just turned in a second and going back to fucking smashing the door in. Yeah. So he's being like bullied by guys like 5 years younger than him.
He was like, give it back. And then we walked past. He's like, "Oh, no, I've still got some authority here."
It's important to say, actually, that I say 5 years younger. It's, you know, the difference between 35 and 30 is nothing. But, yeah,
this, 18 and
you know,
13.
Like, almost 20-year-old versus like 13-year-old. And these guys are bullying him. And I just thought, my God, whatever. Like, we were these like kind of losers in this Glanflynn thing, but I thought, you know what? Life ain't too bad. It's okay. It's all right.
Hope for us yet.